Chapter 13.
A mummy?
The light darted over its featureless face. I couldn't steady my hand. My whole body was shaking. Frozen in place, not able to move off the hard floor, I gaped at the frightening figure. I suddenly realized I was panting loudly. Trying to calm myself, I sucked in a deep breath of the putrid air and held it. The mummy stared blindly back at me. It stood stiffly, its arms hanging at its sides.
Why is it standing there like that?
I wondered, taking another deep breath. The ancient Egyptians didn't leave their mummies standing at attention. Realizing that it wasn't moving forward to attack me, I began to feel a little calmer.
Easy, Gabe. Easy,
I said aloud, trying to steady the flashlight I gripped so tightly in my hand.
I coughed. The air was foul. So old.
Groaning from the pain in my side, I climbed to my feet and began rapidly shining the light back and forth beyond the silent, faceless mummy. I was in an enormous, high-ceilinged chamber, much bigger than the chamber Uncle Ben's workers had been digging in, and much more cluttered.
Wow.
I uttered a low cry as the pale light of the flashlight revealed an amazing scene. Dark, bandaged figures hovered all around me. The vast chamber was crammed with mummies. In the unsteady light, their shadows seemed to reach toward me. Shuddering, I took a step back. I moved the light slowly over the strange, hideous scene. The light burned through the shadows, revealing bandaged arms, torsos, legs, covered faces. There were so many of them. There were mummies leaning against the wall, mummies lying on stone slabs, arms crossed over their chests, mummies leaning at odd angles, crouched low or standing tall, their arms straight out in front of them like Frankenstein monsters. Against one wall stood a row of mummy cases, their lids propped open. I turned, following the path of my light. I realized that my fall had dropped me into the center of the room. Behind me, I could make out an amazing array of equipment. Strange prong-like tools I had never seen before. Tall stacks of cloth, gigantic clay pots and jars.
Easy, Gabe. Easy. Whoa, breathe slowly.
I took a few reluctant steps closer, trying to hold the flashlight steady. A few more steps. I walked up to one of the tall stacks of cloth. Linen, most likely. The material used for wrapping mummies. Gathering my courage, I examined some of the tools. Not touching anything, just staring at them in the wavering light of the flashlight.
Mummy-making tools.
Ancient mummy-making tools. I stepped away, turned back toward the crowd of unmoving figures. My light traveled across the room and came to rest on a dark square area on the floor. Curious, I moved closer, stepping around twin mummies lying on their backs, their arms crossed over their chests.
Whoa, easy, Gabe.
My sneakers scraped noisily along the floor as I made my way hesitantly across the vast chamber. The dark square on the floor was nearly the size of a swimming pool. I bent down at its edge to examine it more closely. The surface was soft and sticky, like tar. Was this an ancient tar pit? Was this tar used in the making of the mummies that hovered so menacingly around the room? I had a sudden chill that froze me to the spot. How could this tar pit be soft after 4,000 years? Why was everything in this chamber, the tools, the mummies, the linen, preserved so well? And why were these mummies, at least 2 dozen of them, left out like this, scattered about the room in such strange positions? I realized that I had made an incredible discovery here. By falling through the floor, I had found a hidden chamber, a chamber where mummies had been made. I had found all of the tools and all of the materials used to make mummies 4,000 years ago. Once again, the sour smell invaded my nose. I held my breath to keep myself from gagging. It was the smell of 4,000-year-old bodies, I realized. A smell that had been bottled up in this ancient hidden chamber. Until now. Staring at the twisted, shadowy figures gazing back at me in faceless horror, I reached for the beeper.
Uncle Ben, you must come quickly, I thought. I don't want to be alone down here any longer. You must come here now.
I pulled the beeper off my belt and brought it up close to the light. All I had to do, I realized, was push the button, and Uncle Ben and Sari would come running. Gripping the small square tightly in my hand, I moved my hand to the button and cried out in alarm. The beeper was ruined, wrecked, smashed. The button wouldn't even push. I must have landed on it when I fell.
It was useless. I was all alone down here.
Alone with the ancient mummies staring facelessly, silently at me through the deep, dark shadows.